bb18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning and welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm your host, Reema Tendulkar. We had a very sharp sell-off on Wall Street overnight. The Dow was down 1.5%, the S&P 500 falling 1.8%, led by Goldman Sachs, which declined 7% on an earnings miss. The Nasdaq too saw a decline of 2.6%, closing at the lowest level in the last 3 months. The reason is the US 10-year yield continues to rise and now it's at the highest level in the last 2 years, almost nudging the 1.88% mark as the street factors in increasing rate hikes from the Fed as well as tightening of the liquidity. Asia this morning is a bit cautious and the SGX Nifty is suggesting that the start will be subdued. But in a way, the Indian markets may have preempted part of the global weakness yesterday, because yesterday the indices declined by more than 1% and the sell-off took place in late trade. We had started off pretty flat, but by the end of it, there was significant pressure which was visible. And now the Nifty's closed below the lows of the previous four sessions. So, a lot of technical analysts we spoke to in a way indicate that perhaps the uptrend of the last 3 to 4 weeks has reversed and now we could see some weakness in our own markets. The broader markets too saw profit booking, with the advanced decline ratio at 2 stocks in the green for 7 in the red. Brent crude pricing also surging to $87 per barrel at a 7-year high is negative for the Indian markets. Outflows continue. Yesterday, the FI sold 1,255 crore in cash. The DII sold 220 crore in the cash market. But it will be a lot about numbers, and Bajaj Finance has reported a very good quarter, very impressive. Profit growth at 86% on year-on-year basis, the assets under management growth at 26.5% year-on-year, 8.1% on a quarter-on-quarter basis. The company's acquired 2.6 million new customers in Q3. They're also talking about, they've also spoken about raising the customer acquisition guidance to 7 to 8 million on an annual basis going ahead. So watch out for that. In terms of IT stocks, L&T Technology has missed street expectations. Revenue growth at 3.5% falls short of street expectations. But Tata Elxsi, on the other hand, a very strong quarter, 33% revenue growth year-on-year, 43% jump in the profitability. Strong numbers coming in from ICICI Prudential as well. And keep your eye on telecom names, where according to the TRAI November subscriber data, Reliance Jio has added the most number of subscribers for the second consecutive month. Vodafone Idea continues to lose subscribers, and separately, Reliance Jio has also announced that they have paid 30,791 crore to the DoT for prepayment of the entire deferred liabilities. So with this, they've cleared all their deferred spectrum liabilities acquired in the auctions before March 2021. Have a good trading session. This podcast was brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange. Thank you for listening.